From Jamestown 107.1, the Let's Talk About It podcast, I'm David Perl. Of course, regularly we tell you about what's going on at Jamestown Parks and Recreation, and not that any other time of the year isn't busy, but summer, of course, is busy. Executive Director Amy Walters is here to talk about everything that's happening. So how's your summer going?
It's been great. Like you said, you know, busy time for us and our parks and facilities, and it's just been wonderful to see the people out enjoying all of those spaces. And, you know, as kind of a unique little side note, there's an app that disc golfers use when they play the game. Mm-hmm. And we were at the course at Klaus Park, was one of the most utilized in the state this last month. So, you know, things that we anecdotally see as staff, we're actually seeing with data as well. So it's great to have our parks and facilities busy.
An app for disc golfers. Again, proving there's an app for everything.
Right. Well, you know, it's kind of like a score keeping right. And you track your, but yeah. So it just like all those other sports, you know, it's so, and then July is National Parks and Recreation Month, so we have lots just going on in general, but lots of fun and special things for the month of July to draw attention to the role that we play in the community.
And to tie in with that, 2 days from when we're recording this, that's Saturday, July 11th, there's a party in the park.
That's right. We're having a party in the park at Nikias Park. So many thanks to our sponsor, Cavendish Farms, to help us provide some really fun activities. So we're starting the day with a 3K, 5K walk run. We'll have some music, games, face painting, story time. Our discovery zone will be there. If you're a family that likes to do puzzles, sign up for the puzzle challenge. We have a really fun puzzle. And then we'll also have a free meal sponsored by Cavendish, includes their own Cavendish French fries.
Oh, so, that's good.
Yep. So come on out and enjoy the time with us at the park.
Now, Amy talked about July being Parks and Recreation Month, but a week from Friday is the 17th of July, Parks and Recreation Professionals Day.
That's right. So, you know, all of those spaces and places and programs that we have the opportunity to offer and connect with our community with, there's lots of work behind the scenes that goes into that. And so we want to draw some attention to those folks that are really committed and dedicated to our community. So Jamestown Parks and Rec will be recognizing them, honoring them next Friday. We actually have 24 full-time and 168 part-time staff. So that's a number that kind of sometimes takes people off guard, but that's what it takes to make all of this happen for the community. And we're very grateful for the commitment of those individuals.
I just stop and realize too how much park space there is in this community. There's more than I think a lot of people realize.
Yes. Yeah. We have a lot of really amazing resources available to us.
All right. It is bingo. Yes. National Parks and Rec Month. Bingo.
Yeah, so another opportunity to recognize the month is we've conducted a summer bingo challenge. Yeah. So you can pick up a bingo card or print one out online. And as you complete the different events, activities, challenges, we just ask you to take a picture and tag us in that, mark it off on your bingo card. Yeah. And then you can return those completed cards by August 5th for a chance to win lots of great prizes, but the one that might be most interesting is a free 1-year membership.
Ooh,
to
nice.
Track.
Nice. Nice. So, yes, excellent. Bingo. Summer camps going on Mondays now.
Right. So, well, Monday through Friday, we offer our summer camps at track. And so if you have some youngsters, for kids kindergarten through third grade, so we'll have completed kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Those camps are available to register on a week-by-week basis. We still have some spots available. So if you're getting to the kind of the dog days of summer and maybe not as exciting and interesting at home anymore or wherever they've been going, feel free to research our camps and sign them up to spend a week with us.
Excellent. It says right there, Monday through Friday.
I've got
all four of my eyes didn't see that. Apparently.
No problem.
And the dog days of summer are apparently hitting me. Well, another way to combat those dog days of summer, riding your bike.
That's right. We have a really great partnership with Jamestown Bike Advocate Group. And so working with them as volunteers, we host a monthly community bike ride, different locations in our community every month so we can highlight different routes. The rides are open to all ages. And we have two different options, kind of a short or a long, depending on. Sometimes those kiddos aren't quite wanting to go the full distance. Mm-hmm. So our next one is scheduled for July 14th at Meidinger Park. Check-in begins at 6:45 and the bikes head out at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Bikes and helmets are available. So if you don't maybe have a bike or you've got grandkids in town and you don't have one for everyone, feel free to come. We have our bike fleet available for them to be used. We do require helmets for this activity. So if you're going to bring your own bike, make sure you bring your own helmet.
Right.
We do have some extra to borrow as well.
That's Tuesday of next week. Now, to find out, really, and this is one way to do it, but also there's a nice guide to let people know what you got going on.
Yep. So if you're kind of wondering, all right, what's going on, what's happening, feel free. You can access our activity guide. We've got printed hard copies, but it is also right on our homepage of our website. You can click through the electronic issue. It'll tell you about all the things we have coming up. And then keep your eyes open for, we are in the midst of planning for fall and winter. So while we're in the middle, the throes of actually carrying out our summer activities, we're now looking ahead and planning for fall and winter. So that new activity guide will be coming out in August. So if you are a program or an organization that would like to have your information included in that guide, feel free to reach out to us. We do include partners' information in there as well.
Yeah. Now, a couple of weeks away from Buffalo Days and kicking that all off on Thursday, July 23rd is Kids Safety Day.
That's right. So Kids Safety Day is a long-standing opportunity that we've partnered with Central Valley Health to offer to our youngest of community members. So it's really targeted to our preschool, early elementary aged kiddos. And the safety partners in our community have just been outstanding. So coming together and providing learning opportunities that maybe kids don't know they're actually learning, but talking about all sorts of things from fire safety to chemical safety, pharmaceuticals, bike safety, boat safety, seat belts, all of the things. Our, like I said, we have a strong network of partners that come together and provide that free opportunity for kiddos to come and learn and make sure that we're doing what we can to keep our youngest community members as safe as possible. So that is July 23rd from 9 to noon at the Civic Center, and it's a free event.
And the next day, as also part of Buffalo Days, yes, you can do it. It's the glow-in-the-dark basketball tournament.
That's right. So this is kind of a unique and fun evening event. So we are asking teams to register. It's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that we hold at Leopold Park on the outdoor court. So we use glow-in-the-dark nets and balls and paint the lines and have black lights. And so it's a fun kind of unique opportunity to do something a little bit different, get out and have a good time. So we will have brackets for grades 4 and up, and then there's also adult or open division.
And that's Friday, July 24th. And to help end Buffalo Day's big event on Sunday, July 26th, it is the Track Splash Bash.
Yes. So at the Meidinger Splash Park, we will have our free admission for the Splash Bash at the Splash Park. So July 26th from 1 to 3. We invite everyone to come out. So in addition to free admission, we'll be running games and door prizes and just kind of bookending that busy, fun summer weekend that the Chamber of Commerce and Local Tourism Group puts on for our community.
It'll be a big, big weekend. And another way, we say there's an app for everything, but Jamestown Parks and Recreation has an app, and it's most useful.
It is very useful. So, yes, we encourage folks to go to the App Store, look up Jamestown Parks and Recreation. Make sure you put ND in there, because there are other, other Jamestown Parks and Recs.
Yes.
But by downloading that app, you can hold all of your registration information in there, your membership cards, you can book tee times at the golf course. So really, from a convenience standpoint, it's easy to use. If you're one of those parents that, you know, wants to get your kiddo signed up for swim lessons as soon as they open up, the app is the easiest way to do it. Saves your information in there, and you can just add it to your cart and go from there.
Well, she doesn't mind it at all, but if she's not the busiest person in town, she's one of the busiest. Amy Walters, the executive director of Jamestown Parks and Recreation. So I'll let you get back to all the busy stuff, huh?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I hope to see the community out the rest of this month.
Thanks, Amy. And that is the Let's Talk About It podcast.